Okay.
Just two hashlomos from the last year. First of all, some of the fellows pointed out to me, Tzvi and Aryeh, that if you look on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis in the Chiddushei Ran and the Chiddushei Rashba, they changed their tune a little and seem to lean more towards saying that you don't need Yom to Yom. So Ayin Sham, if you want. And also, just to correct something that I perhaps was not explicit enough about, I just ended with an issue we were not Ma'ayin in, but what you have to do during those Shlosh Chadash, right, according to Rabbi Yishmael, and the Chor would in the Chodesh Echad, according to Rabbi Akiva, where we saw that most Rishonim said you need a full agricultural season, you just have to plant quick-growing crops so that you can go from the Zriya to the Ketzira in 3 months, the Rabbi Yishmael, or in 1 month, the Rabbi Akiva. And Tosfos argued, and Tosfos says, no, it's only Zriya or Ketzira. The first year is Ketzira without Zriya, the second year is a full cycle, the third year is Zriya without Ketzira. And we point out that Rashi, even the Tosfos started Pirush HaKantras. I did look up, this is what the Chosin Yeshua said, that Tosfos was referring to the Rashbam when he said Pirush HaKantras, but Rashi's like Tosfos. I didn't mean, someone came over to me, I didn't mean Rashi was exactly like Tosfos. I meant Rashi was more like Tosfos than the other Rishonim, and that he doesn't think you need a full season. But he's not like Tosfos. Tosfos thinks you need a partial season, and there are two options. The first year, it is the growth plus Ketzira, and the third year, it's Zriya plus growth. How much growth? That's the Machlokes of Hirab and Birzuta, according to Tosfos. However, Rashi disagrees. Rashi says it's Davka Zriya, because the Rashi on the Mishnah, and the Rashi, Stei Beis HaBaal, says, when he describes Rabbi Shmuel, he says, "Sheyesh hamamarim lezroel of Nei Rosh Hashanah, mekayim shehech basof shana rishonim gimel chadash meishal edim sezrabos and gimel chadash." The first year is Zriya. Mechayim gimel chadash rishonim shalachrona. The third year is Zriya, and the second year lechor is also Zriya. He doesn't explain exactly what happened in the second year, but harizu cheska shal shalom ritzufos. Rashi seems to hold, not like Tosos, that not like the other rishonim, that it's a full cycle, Zriya and Ketzira and everything in between. Not like Tosfos, Zriya or Ketzira, but Rashi used to think it's Davka the Zriya. Rashi thinks it's Davka the Zriya, and even though Rashi knows it's a bit of a Chiddush, Rashi has to add some words of Hezer, because Rashi knows it's a bit of a Chiddush, because after all, Zriya is not benefiting. L'chora, we talk about Achilas Peros through the whole parak. L'chor, the ikra of the chazaka is that you benefit from it, and Zriya, you haven't benefited from it. So it says the first year you do Zriya, you also do Ketzira eventually. Second year you do Zriya, you also do Ketzira eventually. The third year, right? I mean, the first year it sounds like you do Zriya, and you do Ketzira not during that year, but eventually. Second year, l'chor, you do a whole cycle, even though Rashi is not explicit. The third year you do Zriya and you don't do Ketzira. So you don't actually eat three crops. Rashi, I don't mean to apologize. He explains himself. That's okay. I mean, Tosfos also that the Ikar is Riyah, because if you're talking about someone being quiet, they wouldn't be quiet if it was really their field, right? A person would not see someone planting crops that you grew, that grow in a year and be silent. Let me say it a little better. So rezadeo lechol. It's Zriya almanas lichtor. Almanas lechol. Therefore, Rashi thinks the ikr, the Zriya almanas lechol, peros, counts as an achilos peros. You're being Zoraya in order to eat peros, that counts as an achilos peros. And Rashi thinks really the Zriya is the ikr, and not both or either like the other Rishonim and Tosos. Okay, that's just Ashlama. Now we're ready to go on in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah.
Could it just be for Rashi that to do a Ketzira where he wants to mean it's less of like Zriya?
Yes, okay, correct. Ozzy's absolutely right. Why does Rashi disagree with Tosfos? I mean, Tosfos thinks he's very flexible. It could be a Zriya with some time, it could be a Ketzira with some time. Why does Rashi think it's Davka the Zriya, not the Ketzira? What Ozzy's saying is that the other Rishonim makes sense. You need a full year, not a full year on the calendar, but a full cycle. Tosfos makes sense. You just something. Rabbi Yishmael is very makel in the Gedder of Chaz. Why does Rashi think only Zriya and not Ketzira when you might have thought the opposite, only Ketzira and not Zriya, because Ketzira you benefit from, Zriya you don't. So Azi points out correctly that that if I understand him correct, if I understand him accurately, that just Ketzira is Ketzira without Zriya, Rashi thinks is not the Derech of Bailus. It's not the Derech of Bailus to be Kotzer without being Zoreya, because that's like stealing. Right? What do thieves do? A good thief, a good bandit, a good, some nomadic tribes in the desert that come in and pillage. What do? They wait till the Ketzira and then they're kotzer everything that other people are Zoreya. It's not really the Derech of Bailus to be kotzer without being Zoreya. Because that's the way people steal. It's the Derech of Bailus. It's also not the Derech of Bailus to be Zoreya without intention to be kotzer. That's just the Derech of working for evil, doing them favors. But the Iker Derech Bailus is not the Ketzira without Zuriya, because that's just a stealing someone else's labor. The Iker Derech Bailus is Zuriya al-Menas Lechzor, Zuriya al-Menas Lechol, because the real Derech Bailus is to invest in order to eat. Shoulder of Bailus more than just eating. I think that's true. Okay, maybe we could turn it into the mustard part if that was our goal. Okay, anyone who really wants to be Bailam over themselves, their goal in life has to be the best. And not to just be a profit from the short term. But in any case, I think Avzi is 100% correct. And that's where Rashi is coming from. Thank you for reminding me of that. Okay. Amar Yochanan. Where does Cheskas Gimel Shonim come from? Some of the Rishonim say here, they say by Metaltalin. Okay, we're going to have to fine tune this. By Metaltalin, we know that there is a rule. The rule is whoever's holding the Metaltalin wins. Whenever I'm holding the Taltalin, I believe that I own it. Even if there is a Marakama, meaning a previous owner, even if you used to own this Taltalin, if I'm holding it now, I own it. When it comes to Karka, that's not true. Karka becheskes baleho medes, it seems. Karka remains in the chazaka of the original owner, the Marakama. For 1 year, for 2 years, for 2.5 years, for 2 years and 11 months and 29 days, until you get 3 years. Why in 3 years does the machzik, the guy who's there now, win? So Amrav Yochanan, first we start with Holchei Usha, which may not be relevant to Halacha Maisa, or certainly makes it sound like it's not relevant to Halacha Maisa. But we start with the sheet of Holchei Usha. Shamati me Holchei Usha, Usha, the Sanhedrin. Usha was the seat of Sanhedrin for a long time. Rabbi Yochanan, I don't think it was Sanhedrin days, Rabbi Yochanan, but you know, we maybe heard indirectly from those who went to Usha. Shahayu Omrin, Minayin l'chazaka gimel shanim, mi Shoram Muad. It all comes from Shoram Muad. Shoram Muad is chazaka. We know Shoram Muad is a mucker of chazaka three times. That's a very basic part of Judaism in Kol HaTorah Kula. Shahayu Omrin, Minayin l'chazaka gimel shanim, Shoram Muad, ma Shoram Muad, kibish shanim gimel b'gichos, nafalim mecheskes tam, mekamlim mecheskes muad. Just like after three gorings, it leaves the chazaka of Tam, it leaves the status of Tam, becomes the status of Muad. Likewise, after three times, it leaves the Rishas of the Mocher and goes into the Rishas of the Lokeach. Now here, we have to ask ourselves a question. We're not the only ones asking the question. All the Rishonim are bothered by this question. What exactly is the comparison between Shor Muad and Cheskes Gimel Shanim? What does it mean? Just, we don't mean whenever something happens three times, we pick any random status and therefore assign it. Right, there's lots of things that happen three times and we don't make every pot draw, we don't just randomly put things in people's rishas. Obviously, there's a logic behind it. The logic behind the ox goring, before we get into detail, is clear. If it gores a lot of times, it's a wild ox. Right, before we fine tune that. What is the logic that if I profit from this land three times, that it enters my chazaka? And here we have a fundamental machlokas. What are the two fundamentally different ways of reading Shor Muad? What's Tosfos's way? Exactly. Tosfos's way is about shtika. It's really about the marakama being shotek three times. Tosfos says this. Very clearly, in the next line of the Gemara, Tamil read the Maiparach. Okay, before we get to the Maiparach, Tosfos says what we thought until that line of the Gemara. I mean, what do we think of the line we read, which is then the basis of his question on the next line? This is obviously what the Gemara means. Mahasam huchzik nag kanshals for amim. Just like there, after three times, we see that this shore really gores. Its nature is really that it always gores. Hachanami huchzik shas kanshals for amim. If you're quiet three times, it shows you're really shosik. Meaning, what's the point of three times, right? When I was a kid, I used to watch James Bond movies. And he knew the din of Shor Muad. Because after he bumped into someone three times, he figured out it was an enemy agent. He says, once it's happenstance, twice it's coincidence, three times it's enemy action. That's the only part I remember, because it's the time it's Shor Muad. There are other parts of the movie also, which I forgot by now. But the point is, once it gores, could be coincidence, twice could be coincidence, three times it reveals that it is a nagchan. Nagchan, I forget the exact grammatical phrase, but it's a description of an attribute that describes someone, right? It is a type of ox that gores. That's why it happened three times, not for side reasons. Likewise, if someone was quiet once, who knows why? There are all kinds of explanations. If someone was quiet twice, who knows why? There's all kinds of explanations. Once they're quiet three times, it's actually because they have no objections. And he has no objections because he really sold the field. Okay, so Tosos views it as a shtika kehoda, that if the guy was silent three times, if the guy didn't object for 3 years, then he really has no objection. He really sold the field. He comes back in the fourth year and objects. Okay, and what if the Shor Muad goes back a fourth time and a fifth time, sixth time, doesn't gore? So the Shor Muad changed, but it was really a goring ox at the time. He for some reason was convinced that he wanted to lie and try to rip people off. But after three times, we're sure that he was quiet for a reason, and it's shtika kehoda. That's why Tosos reads it as a shtika kehoda. Who else agrees with Tosos? Anyone else agree with Tosos? I don't mean like people you know. I mean, you're showing them.
Maybe the Rashba.
You always say challenging formulations. Maybe the Rashba. I'm a suffix. I have two theories what you mean by maybe, so you'll have to explain yourself.
I'm not sure,
yeah. Okay, great. So maybe the Rashba, because the Rashba does not emphasize it as much as Tosos throughout his writings. However, he does at least think that it would be logical to say, like Tosos on the top of Chesed Beis, that we will get to. And more so, give me a second here, says the Rashba a little later, Mishyesh Mefarshim. Okay, maybe that's why it's Yesh Mefarshim. I thought that's what you meant by maybe. Okay, he doesn't say quite so explicitly, but he said, really, chazak comes from a lack of macha. The ikar chazak is the lack of macha. That's Tosos. So what's the ikar chazaka? According to Shor Muad, that if he wasn't mocha three times, we know that'll be Amorai, like Abayi, etc. later on, but that's not within Hochi Yusha. So he clearly at least brings up this possibility. Within Hochi Usha, that it's Mikoach Mecha Kaasi, his lack of Mecha, his silence is, and the truth is, Rashba said that even a little earlier. What does he say? Maybe a better line. El Miat Chazak Shema Time Give a Chazaka, Rakina Time of Mai, Kolomar Time to Chazaka Mai Minhu, Darminan. Here's a good line, Rashba. Shtikas Habayle Muchacha Shemachorlo, Nasolo Kamosha Machzik Amar. Okay, that sounds like Tosos. Right, what does he say? Top of him, base. Okay, he really does so like Tosfos. So the Rashba seems to be on Tosfos' side. It's all about Shtikas Habayilim. Why three times? Because one time there could be an excuse he was shotek, two times an excuse he was shotek, just like the ox. Three times, Huchzik Shaskan. We see that he's really someone who admits, who has no objections, who really agrees. And the Balamor, I think, is also exceedingly clear that he is on Tosos' side. Says the Balamor, the Iker Hatam Lechazaka Mivnei Zeh Shalom Michalav. The Iker Tam Lechazaka, we're within Hochi Usha. How do I know the Balamor is within Hochi Usha? It's a little unclear what his Dibur Maskel is, because his Dibur Maskel is Elamiatam Khoshlo Fanalayam Mikha, which appears twice, once on Khachesim Beis, once on Khachesim Aleph. But since the Valmor says, he continues, Bidin who detictually Elamiatam Khazak Shlom Fanalayam Khazaka, the Hidum Yudashar Moed. So he's clearly going on the Khachesim Beis line of Elamiatam. Because he asked the question, all the Shalom asked that we'll get to, Bidin, they should have said that it's Chazaka that parallel to Sharmuad. So he's within Sharmuad. He says, what's the reason within Sharmuad? Again, we can only recognize from Shalom we're interpreting Daf of Ches, Hochi Usha Sharmuad. Because obviously, if you're not Hochi Usha, you're going to have a different shot. But he's within Sharmuad. Ikar Tama Chazaka, and he says Shalom Bichalav. So that is very clear. Tosas, the Baal Mor, and the Rashba hold that it's Mitam Shtika. However, who famously, perhaps is the first to take a different approach to Hoche Yusha.
The Ramban.
The Ramban, right? The Ramban takes a different approach to Hoche Yusha. Later on, he'll have to figure out what Mecha has to do with anything. Remember, for Tos Balomar Mashva, the Mecha is really the Iker, right? Meaning, what is Chazaka? Chazaka is just that three times you did something and he wasn't Mocha. For the Ramban, he'll have to, let me get a little further than or explain how Mecha fits into the puzzle. But the Ramban starts out, Lonis Chavali Menin Zelazo. He's not clear what the connection is. Abol Nira, Shalakachi Kishom, meaning Chazal, we're compared them. Lomar Kashim Shormua, Kame Shinogar Shol, Shon Yichos, Yotzim Yosef, Chazak Yol Tamas, Afkan, Yotzim Son of the Mechezka Shol, Chazak Shol Mocher, Kame Shi Yotzim Mechezka Shol Mocher, all of Lahavi Raya Shol Mocher, Sharizeh, Mochzak Ve Omeid. Meaning here it is, seems to be a very different approach. If you say, in who's the Motzim Chirel of Araya? Remember, in the Taltalin, L'chora, whoever's holding it is the Motzim, the other eyes, Motzim Chirel, all of Araya. In Karka, it seems like the Marakama is Motzim, since you can't hold Karka, right? I can hold Metaltalin, or I can lock them up in my safe. I can't hold Karka. Karka is holding me. I'm not holding the Karka. Therefore, who's Motzim in the Karka? Who's Motzim in the Karka? Last owner of record called the Marakama, and whoever's most from is all of Araya. How does Tosos view Shermuad? Yeah, whoever is Motzi from the Marakama is all of Araya. Right, remember, we'll call Jay as Marakama and Mosik. The Marakama, Marakama and Machzik. The Marakama is the Mosik, the Machzik is all of Araya, but 3 years of Shtika is Araya because Shtika Koda is a good Raya.
Rebbe?
Yeah?
Can I hold Karka by building a fence around it?
It's a great question, but even by building a fence around it, I'm still not really holding it, right? I'm still not really holding it. I'm demonstrating something, which may be interesting and significant. We'll get to eventually, but I'm still not holding it. Let's assume no. So but what does Arban say differently? He says, no, the point of three is to change the Chazaka. Change the chazaka until 3 years is bechezkas the old guy. After 3 years is in my chazaka, and therefore until 3 years I have to prove most of it all arrived. I bought it from him. After 3 years is in my chazaka, he has to prove he didn't sell it to me. Basically, karka after 3 years like metaltalin, I'm holding for 1 minute. Right, once I'm holding it, I'm the muchzak. Most of it all arrived. There, and it's not about the other guy shtika. It's about me being muchzak. And once I'm muchzak, it's not that I have proof that I win after 3 years. I don't have proof. It's not that you're shtiki. He doesn't think that shtika is significant. It's not that I have proof that I win. It's that after 3 years, I don't need proof that I win. So there's an assumption that it's mine. Because I'm holding it on a muchzak mechaveh all of ha raya. Just like until three times, we assume it's tame. After three times, we assume the ox is wild. Until 3 years, we assume it's the other guy's land. After 3 years, we assume it's my land until proven otherwise. So that's Ramban. It's not about his shtika, but about my muchzokus, as it were. And it changes the burden of proof. Most of it all for Raya. Who agrees with the Ramban?
Yeah.
Who?
The
Ritva I gave you, right? Says the Ritva the same thing. B'sholosh tanim, kim le b'shos machzik, b'chi amash v'shalo t'alacha, al ha'orer l'havi Raya, shalo ha'yokim. Right? Meaning it's in my chazaka, and therefore you have to bring a raya, you didn't sell it to me. It changes who is the mochzak, and the chedusha ran says the same thing. Hachanami plus mili, shein hefe, mechazaka rishona, dainu achilas, nafikli, mirshos mocha, kam li shotokeh, begin li shotokeh, who have li mocher, motzvei all of a raya. But they all have in common, they say, it changes who's the motzvei all of a raya. Okay, those are the two.
In the metaltolin case, does the muhsak also have to have a taina?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, okay. At least in the simple meaning of the word taina. Yes, meaning he can't just say I picked it up someplace randomly. He has to say I bought it. Okay, what about weird case where he says I don't want to tell you? We'll get to.
Last question. I really don't understand. What is this just a xeris hakosuv that it's the change in the muhsak? There has to be some logic to say this, to give him preference.
Okay, good question. There has to be some logic. So I think the logic is this, that whenever, what's the rule of Shermuad? The rule of Shermuad is whatever we see happen three times, we keep that happening unless we have a reason to change it. If it's wild three times, we assume it's wild unless we have a reason to change it. If it's yours 3 years, we assume it's yours unless we have a reason to change it. That's the point. It's that whenever we see something happening three times, we assume that status should continue until proven otherwise. So just like we assume the ox is wild until proven otherwise, we assume that the land is yours until proven otherwise. It's not so crazy. After all, the land is Bechezka's Marakam originally. If Dovi is on Ozzy's land for 1 year, it's still Ozzy's land because Dovi's not holding it. 2 years, still Ozzy's land because Dovi's not holding it. Dovi's on Ozzy's land for 3 years. Then we say, well, if he's been there for 3 years, then if it looked like his land in Tufshin Pei, and it looked like his land in Tufshin Pei Aleph, and it looked like his land in Tufshin Pei Beis, then it's his land until proven otherwise. Whatever we see happening three times, we assume stays until proven otherwise. That's the idea of Motzmich HaLaraya. It's not that we know who's right and who's wrong, absolutely. It's that if I'm holding something, it's mine until proven otherwise. Okay, there you don't need three times because there's such thing as holding something. But when there's not holding something, whatever happens three times, we assume continues until proven otherwise. I think that's the logic. The logic is, again, it's not a random zero succussive. It's not for no reason whatsoever. It's logical. If something happens three times, then probably it's true. Probably it's valid until proven otherwise. Not because the other guy admitted. Because whatever happens three times, Mestama is the right thing until proven otherwise. And Dovi's on the land 3 years, Mestama, he belongs on the land until proven otherwise. Three.
And it's what Rebbe means, because it seems like you can do the Rabban Ritzvah along with that. It's not because it's a raya that the lokeh owns it. It's the 3 years is a raya that it got out of the rishus of the mokeh. And then almost by default, it's in the other guy's rishus, and then we put it into that rishus.
That is not what I'm saying the Rabban and the rishus of the Rabban say. No. I'm saying that it leaves the rishus of the mokeh and enters the rishus of the lokeh. Dafka, that's what the ritual throws in for the fourth year. For the happening of the 4 years, but not yet. No, I'm claiming that maybe two things happen. If you want all of the two things happen. Ozzy was not there for 3 years and Dovi was there for 3 years. So now it's the Cheskes that it's not Ozzy, it's Dovi. But I don't at all agree with your formulation. I'll tell you why in a second.
Is it a riot that it's Dovi or it's just...
It's an assumption. It's not a riot, it's an assumption. Now again, here's where it gets subtle. Every assumption, here's where it does get subtle, because every time I am I'm holding on to metalcholin, there's actually two things involved when I'm holding on to metalcholin, which we will, Lamir Tzashem, tease apart and try to be very medayik about. Number one, there's a raya. The Gemara says, Chazdok, Gmashin Tach, Diyadam, Shal, Reza, Shalo. There's a raya that it is. I think maybe Rini Yomer or someone mentioned that. We assume we get a raya. There's also something that's not a raya at all. For example, if we have a 50-50 suffix, there's no way to prove, right? Machlev par of a chamor or these suffix bechor, basically all these cases, you don't know if the animal died before or after the chalos kenya. You don't know if this animal of unknown provenance, you know, had a baby, if it's a bechor, go on to the coin or not a bechor. We assume whoever's holding it keeps it. You know, tray or tray, there's two Adim against two Adim. We assume whoever's holding it keeps it. That's not a raya. That is just a status quo, right? So when it comes to Chetkes Mamo, we call holding on to the Metalflin, there's a raya aspect, there's a status quo aspect. Okay, one of these days we'll get to exactly when each of them comes into play. And here's clearly the comparison is to metoptolin. Let's say most people are right. The comparison is, oh, just like when you hold on to metoptolin, they don't say it in those, not everyone says it in those words. Just like when you hold on to metoptolin, most people are right. Likewise, after 3 years, most people are right. Does that mean after 3 years, we assume it's yours? Because whoever has been doing something 3 years, there must be a good reason, and we assume it's a raya. Or does that mean after 3 years, you're now the one who's on it as a status quo, and therefore you win until proven otherwise? I admit, is not, the Rishonim are not really asking this question, and it's, you can bring to Yukim, but they're not Mufrachim. So I'm going to call it an assumption and still leave for further investigation the question, and Bli Neder we will, of exactly is this assumption mean an assumption of a Raya, just a weak Raya? Or is this assumption mean just the status quo? Okay, let's leave that for now, but it's clearly different from what Tosfos says, which is that it has nothing to do with, it's not that him being on the land 3 times is important, it's that the other guy being shotek 3 times is important.
Not on that point, I thought Rabbi Yonah was taking more of the side of the status quo. He spoke about, yeah, Lashon was slightly different than Ban, about...
He definitely is a Lashon slightly different from everyone.
Yeah, where he throws in that the fact that when somebody gets for 3 years below Ir and Macha, which is like interestingly close that in Mara, but he says, about tell us, because God's finally we do it. That they're asking active like digital.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much you die from there.
And then later on in I think it's on the days, at the end, he really compares it directly to metoplin.
Yes, he's the one who makes the direct comparison to metoplin.
I thought he made it sound more. He makes it sound a lot more like it's a status quo. Like now that there's no Markov anymore, so now he is happens to be.
Yeah, but it's not more. It's not clear. It's not clear. Yes.
I guess also Rashi is pretty explicit when he said Tiavi Chazak on Chav Tesim Beis. Tiavi Chazak Tahamar Shalishon Machilin Rishus Mochet. And he conveniently leaves out that it goes into the Rishus Lokeh. And it's all for the same point. Even when he, and even in Maskama, even in Maskama, he said that 3 years, that's it, 3 years really takes it out of the Rishus Mochet. And then it's a question how exactly it goes into the Rishus Lokeh. But even in Maskama, we're saying that it's not the Rishus Mochet. And then at some point, maybe.
That's an interesting diuk in Rashi, that Rashi twice in the second and third Rashi's on Amud Beis says Mafkilim Rishus Mocher and does not say like the Gemara Kainal of Rishus Lokeach. And maybe what Rashi's saying, what's he trying to say? That Nafkilim Rishus Mocher, not Nafik Lam Rishus Mocher, and I'm not being too medic, and brings it into Rishus Lokeach, is that Nafkilim Rishus Mocher, Vekon, not Va'ayil Rishus Lokeach, but Vekon. Mela, once the mocher loses his connection after 3 years, the ikar is the mocher losing his connection after 3 years. Once the mocher loses his connection after 3 years, Mela, it's the lokeach because he's the one who's on it. What you're saying is that it's not directly about the lokeach, it's just about the mocher no longer being connected. We'll have to think about why that might be for a second. Azu, you want to respond to three?
No, to be add on another point, meaning, and also add another point from the after Rashi, meaning when Rashi said in the time of my, like that Rashi, so the ultimate saying why we keep it in the hands of the Maxic, the Dilma Kutahu de Kama. Meaning, it's kind of like a very, like it's not Raya, we're not saying, like, oh, this is the silence of the Raya that being because it's in your hands, maybe you're telling the truth, and since you're in an advantageous position in the case, so therefore you win. I mean, it's exactly that point also. I mean, it's not like a like it's been knocked this into this guy's trust. It's just like, wait, like he happens to have a hand up in
okay, let me ask you one question. If in fact that's a valid diuk in Rashi, is he more like Tosfos or more like the Ramban? He's more like the Ramban. The fact that I'm on the land for 3 years, or we have to keep our people straight, right? It's Ozzy and Dobie. The fact that Dobie's on the land for 3 years doesn't mean Dobie's connected to the land, just means Ozzy's disconnected. That's a big chiddush, right?
I think it's also in the view of maybe in the Levi Yonah, we're just going to give some of this up. But he said that the Conway versus is not that it's like Yotze and then Nichnas. It's Yotze and then he uses Lashon of Omid.
I mean, Omid is just a translation of Kach.
Well, meaning, but does, meaning, but he says, oh, sorry, he says it's omed.
What do you make of Rashi in the Mishnah, by the way?
Which one?
The one that we read at the beginning of the shiur, coincidentally or maybe not. He said, remember Rashi specifically saying that within Rabbi Shmuel was Hochi Yusha, not within Rabbanan, who are not Hochi Yusha. Rashi there says, no one would see this Mishosek. If they're Shosek, it's for a reason. Meaning, if they're Shosek, it's because they sold it. That Rashi sounds very much like Tosos, does it not? Ain't Adam.
Well, I think that the difference on the next, on the in Rashi and Tosos seem to go in different Ramban. Because with Rashi here, and Tosos says that by Machat Bol Mufana, so he says, oh, if Machat Bol Mufana will have a Machat, then there's not going to be a Chazaka anymore, maybe like the Bala more. Rashi clearly wasn't assuming that. If Machat Bol Mufana doesn't work, that means you have to do a good Machat.
Okay.
So clearly, like the Shikha and Machat.
Okay, Rashi, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. The Rashi has a way out of that. Anyway, to me, Rashi on Chav Chesem and Beis, I admit it's hard to tell what Rashi Shita is. I hear it's Tzvi's Diyuk. I'm taking that. I'm keeping that in mind. Rashi Chesem Beis doesn't say a ton. He doesn't say a ton. He does say Teve Chazak the Amar Shalshan Mafkulum Rishus Mocher, but he doesn't explain very much. If it was just on Beis, you might say. If it was just from Chesem Beis, I would have read him like the Ramban. He doesn't say anything about Shtika. What's funny is that on the Mishnah, on Rabbi Shmuel, not on the Chachamim in the Mishnah, Chachamim in the Mishnah, we can't necessarily bring any proofs for Hochi Yusha, but on Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, he says, Arayim Mishtika. Ein lecha adam aros chavir shizorei asadeo lecho pri also the shana, the shotek. Because no one be shosek if the guy stole the field from him. He wouldn't be shosek if it was still his field. He really sounds very, very mefurish, like, it sounds very mefurish like Tosos here. So there, Rashi sounds a little more like Tosos, which would then work better for Tzvi's Diyuk, I think, because if the Raya is from Shtika, then the Raya isn't really that Dovi does own it. The Raya is really that Ozzy doesn't, because Ozzy was Shosik. Ozzy would have been Shosik equally no matter who owned the field, because as long as he doesn't own it, it's not his problem, right? Let's say, you know, let's say George Washington owned the field instead of Dovi. Ozzy would also be Shosik, if it's not his field. Right, so it could be that maybe Rashi really holds like Tosos. That's why he says, of course, the Ikaraya is not that it is Dovi's, just that it's not Ozzy's, because Ozzy was Shosik. If it's not Ozzy's, then how do we know to give it Dovi, not anyone else? Well, because Dovi has a Taina and Dovi's there and other people aren't. So it could be that Rashi really means like Tosos, even though he's not so explicit of Chachesim and Beis. Maybe he's relying on what he said in the Mishnah. Okay, I'll make one other possibility in a moment, and then we'll take Ozzy, and then I want to just move a little.
The Lachman Rinnan was not about Bomid, it's Bomid Bechesta Shehuba Akta. Meaning, he de-emphasized the fact that, like, there is a Chazaka now, as opposed to, like, you're the guy who's there.
Okay, I mean, he's just saying it's only in the Chazaka of the guy who's there now, which is, like, the most straightforward way of writing it.
Right, I mean, but that wouldn't be on the side of saying that there's a ride and that it's yours, it's just like the other guy.
Unless that's what means by Om Bechazaka, right? So I don't know if it's a mark. Okay. Irene, then I want to do.
In what we're saying about the Ramban, that that reads about the change of Chazaka, and Rebbe proposed that it's potentially just changing the Chazaka as like an assumption and not as Raya at all.
Mm-hmm.
So why would that not also mean that, meaning why, we don't need any Raya whatsoever, that it's okay. And then all you need is to remove Adi's Chazaka. Meaning.
The reason is because it's just a little funny. If it's because of like Chesed Gimel Shanim continues, then the Chazaka is that Ozzy's not on the land. The Chazaka is that Dovi is on the land. But think about it. Let's say the land was empty. It would still be in Ozzy's Chazaka. So the Iker of the Chazaka seems to be not the fact that Ozzy's not there. He leaves land empty, he's still Mosek Lagamre. It's that Dovi is there. So it's a little funny to say the Chazaka comes from Dovi being there, but the Iker of the Chazaka is not about Dovi, it's about Ozzy. It just seems a little perverse to me. Okay. The other one option is Rayim Shika Bar Kamen. The other option is change of who is Mochzak. Change of burden of proof. It used to be one guy was Mosek, now the other guy is Mosek. And like
tvisa by metalkalim. And this is the opinion of the Rabban and the Ritva and the Ran, and I'm going to claim Rashi al Hamishnah, right, is clearly on that side, and I'm going to claim that maybe even Rashi Gemara should be read in light of Rashi al Mishnah, and that works well with Tzitzia, because if you're looking at Av, a new Mosa, then the Iker should be Dobi, not Asa. But if you're looking at it as Shtika, the Iker is Asi, not Dobi, and maybe that fits Tzitzia, even if that might not be what Tzitzia meant. What I want to point out, which is, just a speculation of mine, is that perhaps this ties into a discussion in Rav Elchanan at the very end of the Kol Tzaras Yevamos. Confused that he draws certain conclusions and has trouble with the implication of those conclusions about the nature of Shorumet. For those in America, this is still Halachalavaisa, this Machlokes Rishonim. There's a famous Kiddush Demara in Rittenberg, right? That's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Torah says that the Rosh is known to the Maharam Rittenberg, which is Rebbe, who says that if you say 90 times, there's a lot of technicalities in the Achronim, whether it's 90, whether it's 100, what about Musafs, etc. We're not getting into that. If you say 90 times, then, let me go back a second. The Gemara says, within 30 days, we assume you have your old hergel. We assume that if you don't know what you said, that you forgot Masharuch Mor Nageshen, and you have to go back. After 30 days, we assume you have a new hergel, and halacha, anything for 30 days becomes a chazaka, right? And all over Shas, anything that happens for 30 days becomes a chazaka. After 30 days, you have a new hergel, and then, if we're not sure if you say Masharuch, we assume you did say Masharuch Mor Nageshen. Says the Maharam Rittenberg, he says, look at the Gemara here a little later. What does the Gemara say according to Rebbe Meir? The Achronim go to town. The Rishonim are not bothered by this at all for a reason that I can't fathom, on the fact that we don't pass like Rebbe Meir. So why is we arrive from that? But we're going to leave that for now. I in Magen Avraham, I in the Taz, I in the Rav Kook in the brackets, I in the, there's no Yehuda about it. I'm sure you can find. But Rebbe Meir say, if the shore is shore nagahu mitvol shoshel, if the shore is no geach on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 days in a row, it is a muad. Kalshkin, if no geach Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. If three times in 3 days is a chazaka, kalshkin, three times in 1 day is a chazaka, is even stronger, happen quicker. It's more concentrated. So said Rabbi Rittenberg, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, that if 90 times Shmona Esrei's in 30 days enough to make you a chazaka, then 90 Shmona Esrei's in 1 day is for sure. So what he used to do in Shmi Atzeres is just say 90 times after Gibor, et cetera, Mashem Baruch Mori Geshem. And then if he was ever misopic from then on, he could assume he was Bechezkas Mashem Baruch Mori Geshem. That was the minhag of Rabbi Rittenberg. Said Rabbi Peretz, something a little... something a little cryptic. He says, first, Lochazino or Bonik Shishi start for the Hachi. I never saw the rabbis of the previous generation doing this. Ibrahim Peretz is like, what's wrong with the way the earlier Doros did it? Why can't we do what our grandfathers did, our great grandfathers? Why do you have to have Chidushim in Judaism? And then he says, and there's a logic. Jain on even all the right, it's not a good proof. You can't learn from Shormua the two Mashmaruch Maragashan, the Hassan times from the Hotzak Li Yachli, Hotzak Gimur Chokos, Koshim Gimur Krovos, all Geshe, Shinakim Tfilo, and the Rotolib, Harry will show Lorina Hachi. By the shorts, Hotzak Nagchan, Hotzak Nagchan, three times even quicker is Koshkin Hotzak Nagchan. But by the Mashmaruch Maragashan, but the Harigal of the Lashon. And, it doesn't work for Harigal of the Lashon. Okay, he doesn't really explain himself. We know that this is the hergel of your Lashon. We know that that is about Huchzak Nagchan, saying they're not comparable. But why are they? Why did the Rosh think they were comparable? And he thought they weren't. So the Beis Yosef brings down two Pirushim, one from the Avudraham and one from the Maria Huhav. The Avudraham says it's a very technical machlokes about hergel Lashon, which certainly does not have anything to do with Shurmuat. Right? What does the... what does the Avudraham say? It says the Rosh thinks that Ato Gibor L'Hashem and Chaim Yisrael Rav L'Shem Mashmaruch Mor Geshem gets you into a new pattern,
And the Rebbe Peretz thinks, no, since you didn't start with Magen Avraham, with a bracha, Magen Avraham, you're not in the pattern. Okay, that's a little because of it. Herga Lashon, are you used to things because you said two sentences in a row, or only if you say many sentences in a row? That doesn't interest us right now. The Mari Abuab says something very lumpish. He says, no, you know what Rebbe Peretz thinks? Hasam shutevara. It's a evil nature of this shor. He makes sheyasin gicha bekarov. If he does it quickly, that he actually has this attribute, right? It's showing as opposed to mikrahu. If you want to show that something really is the nature of something, as opposed to a happenstance, then the more concentrated it is, the more it's revelatory of something's nature. If an ox scores 3 days in a row, that and that reveals that it's a non-kun. Kolshkin, if it gores 3 times in 1 day, that reveals that it's a non-kun, reveals its teva. And as opposed to a master of geshem, you're not trying to reveal your teva. You're trying to change your pattern. Right? That's what Rabbi Yerbuv explains to Rabbi Peretz. He says, by shore, you're trying to reveal a pre-existing teva. By Mashmah Ruach, you're not trying to reveal your pre-existing teva. You're trying to create a new pattern. Are you revealing something's nature, or are you creating a new, better than a pattern, a new, what's a hergel? Yeah. A new habit. Good. Are you creating a new habit? That's okay. And then what did the Rush say back? What did Mara Rutenberg say back? So he says, and you know why the Rush and the Mari Rutenberg disagree? He says, because after all, a habit is just the nature. And they're the same thing. Okay, what does he seem to be saying? Your habit is just the nature, they're the same thing. You're not 100% clear, but you certainly could read him and make the Chakira and Sharmua. This is Chakira and Sharmua, that Rebbe Chanan put in brackets, makes this Chakira. What's the Chakira in Sharmua? Is it revealing the pre-existing nature? This Rav Chanan calls this, he says that all chazakas are really lar freya. Whenever you make a chazaka, you're not saying from now on that's the chazaka. You're saying it was always that chazaka. And then he starts trying to bring those nafkaminas all over Shas. Right? I mean, when you make a shor mu'ad, what you're saying is it was mu'ad from the beginning. We've now revealed that it was mu'ad all along. However, you only pay nezek shalom from now on because it's only fair to make you pay when you know that it's mu'ad, not when we reveal retroactively. Or is shor mu'ad creating a new habit? Meaning, it's not that we reveal that it really is mu'ad, right? Essentialism versus existentialism. Not that we reveal that it was really a wild ox, but once it gores 3 times, it becomes a wild ox, right? The Rambam talks about this. Right. If you take someone, you get them to do good things, they become good. If they do bad things, they become bad. Right. That's the Rambam's whole philosophy of midos. So, what is shor mu'ad doing here? And shor mu'ad is really an example, a prototype of chazak and kol tarkola. So, what does it sort of sound like? Mitzvah Yosef, that according to Maria Buhav. Yeah, nothing to do with the Abu Draham. There are many, many other Pegushim. There are 100 ways to interpret what the Machlod, Bishtod Machlod, the Maharam Rabbi in Paris. But according to Mari Abu Hav, what do I think he's trying to say? He's trying to say the Nafgamina is Mashiv HaRuach. If it's about revealing a pre existing nature, then it's Eino Dome the Mashiv HaRuach. Master Ruch doesn't create a new habit. Sure, and Mu'ad is trying to reveal the pre-existing nature. They're not similar. So the pre-existing nature, we say, the closer the better, the closer we're concentrating, the better. But for a new habit, Adra, we say, the more you drag it out, the better. Same old Doma, right? For revealing nature, we say closer is better. But for creating habit, we say, spread out is better. Okay, I mean, psychologically, you want to say what's really better, what isn't. I don't think anyone's agree with anything. That is the Rabbeinu Peretz. But what does the Maharam and the Rosh think? Mara and the Rosh would say, no, that it's Bela Masha for Rosh. After all, Masha Rosh is the new habit, and Sherman is the new habit. Whatever you say for Sherman, it applies to Masha Rosh. So it could be, again, I might be adding one or two words of Hezbo to Maria Bua, but that seems to be saying. He's clearly saying, what does Rainer Peretz say? You can't compare creating a new habit to revealing a pre-existing nature. And what does the Rosh say back? The Rosh says, no, they are the same thing. He says, it's a Teva Morgul. It's not a pre-existing Teva. It's a Teva Morgul. You're creating a Teva. That's just like Shermuad. So there are two ways of understanding Shermuad when it comes to, and therefore, what are we saying here? We're saying that for creating a habit, we say that closer is better. And that's the Nafkamina. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins. Some according to want to disagree. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Maharam Rebbe. Okay, so we have two ways of understanding Shermuad, which could be, according to Maria Bua, yeah, you don't have to give Maria Bua, but I'm seeing the Maharam Rebbe and the Rosh. Inching Rochanan says, go to Chezkel Abatim. In Chezkel Abatim, it's obvious what Pshat and Shermuad is. Says the Rochanan, he says, I can prove to you what's the right Pshat and Shermuad. He's not telling you the Maharam Rebbe. Okay, I'll take responsibility for tying into Maram and the Rush. Maram were in Paris. But says Rav Chanan, I'll prove to you this. He has Kakira. So I'll prove to your side of Kakira is who has the bottom. It's proving who owns the land. Therefore, we know the Shermuad is about Igloi Milsa Lamafreya and not about creating a habit. Okay, and then he gets into some trouble teasing when you're almost against that. What do I want to say back to Rav Chanan? I want to say back to Rav Chanan, maybe that depends on Ari's question as well. Maybe that depends on which side you take in our sugya. If you take the side of Tosfos, then obviously it's about proving Lafreya. It's about proving that all along he was someone who admitted it wasn't his land. It's not about saying now he's given up the land. It's about saying Lafreya. Ah, we see if he was quiet three times, it's because all along he admitted it wasn't his land. I think then, clearly, if you're going to say tie into the Hakira about, tie in to the Hakira about Shor Hamuad, if you take Tosos' approach, then you would definitely say it is revealing pre-existing nature. And this would fit with the Rabbeinu Peretz. Again, the Rabbeinu Peretz, according to Maria Buhav's analysis. Obviously, according to the Rabbeinu analysis, it would be different. But if you, what's the Maharam Rutenberg going to say? What's the Maharam Rutenberg going to say? Maybe the Maharam Rutenberg would take the other approach. It's Efshar. Not impossible. Maharam Rutenberg would say, no, it's about creating a habit. Shermuad is about creating a habit. If Shermuad is about, again, the lashon of how Rav Chanan says it. The ain't not shermu my kamla habits. Only now the hand of al yaday regilus oligach nasa nagchan. Through his regilus doing three times, he became a nagchan. It was an acquired habit. It's creating a new habit. And then he says that's impossible. It doesn't stem with cheskud abatim. And I'm saying that too. It does stem with cheskud abatim. Take a certain approach. Maybe you could say, the fact that there's a tzad of Hakira that says that Shermuad is creating new habits proves that you have to be able to read Hochei Usha in this way. What are we saying? It could be, and again, this depends on the question Ari asked, is it more of a rye of an assumption or a creation of status quo? It could be creating a habit, which is the Shita of the Maharam and the Rosh. Again, Lefi the Maria Buhav. You know, the Shita of the Maharam and the Rosh. And the Lashon of Rav Chanan is very, very nice. Al yidei regilus oligach na'aseh nagchan, the hergel na'aseh teva. Not that you reveal the teva. The hergel becomes a new teva. If so, what are we saying? That, hear it, just like revealing the prism of nature, it reveals that the Murakama admits. It reveals the dots of the Murakama.
It's not like he now starts admitting it for 3 years. No, reveals he always admitted. But you can say no. It's creating a new status quo. It's not revealing who's right. That's the loss of the Ramban and the Rish Lion. They're not revealing who's right. It's not about revealing who's right. We don't know who's right. It's a suffix. We don't want to know who's right. How are we supposed to know who's right? We want to know who's all of Harada. Who wins? Who is the burden of proof? Who wins, given that we don't know who's right? Given that if he said, Ozzy said, you stole my land. Dopey said, I bought the land. Who's all of Harada? So it's creating a new status quo, creating a new status quo. And without revealing who is right, but shifting the burden of proof. Right, then it works beautifully. Again, I apologize for arguing with Rochanan. Rochanan said, I can prove this Kakira. I can prove one side of this Kakira is right. He didn't find Kasha Word more than just follow. He could have. He could have just read the Mari Bula. But he says, I can prove that the client revealing, not creating a habit is right. Because after all, Cheskas and Bakken, the whole Yisrael about revealing who did what, who sold the land, who didn't sell the land. And I'm saying, Bob Dafka. According to the Rabban, the Rif, and the Ran, it is not about revealing who sold and didn't sell the land. We're not revealing anything. We're just shifting the status quo so that the burden of proof shifts. And if we don't know whether or not he sold the land, a new guy wins. We're just shifting. We're not proving that Dovi bought the land. We're shifting the status quo so that he gets the land unless you prove he didn't buy it. That exactly matches Sherwood. We're shifting the status quo. We're not proving anything about the past. We're shifting the status quo to the future. And again, Ari, that is sort of one of my two formulations. You could have, and I think that's really what they sound like, the simple shot. You could have said something, call it an in-between, call it like a different way of reading the Ramban Rich from the Ran, because again, whenever it comes to this is the languages of Chazak and Mosarel Varai, et cetera, you have to be medayik enough when you show them, not too medayik when that's not their topic. So you could say that no, that they're not about changing the status quo. They're about creating an assumption that if Dovi's on the land, he must own it. And revealing that he must really own it. Right? Because after all, if he's on the land for 3 years, it must not be coincidence. It must be because he had a reason for being there. And therefore, he must own it. Nothing to speak of the Marcano. In which case, they would fit. Right? That's the other side of your question, Ari?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you could say, based on Ari's question, could say a different, not the simplest shot, I think, because then Hamosi and Olavaraya means something different than we're usually thinking of. So I think the Pashtun shot is they're saying this, but you could say a different version of, change of Mochsak, meaning something a little more in between. That 3 years creates a likely assumption that it belongs to him. And then it matches the Ravina Peretz side of this Hakira. Okay, so that's what Ari Levine wants us to put on the board. But let's take two Tzavot here, right? Basically, you have Hakira Shormuad, Rochanan says Hakira Shormuad, and really it could very well be that this Hakira underlies the Machlok Zal Chomaisa and Orchai Hilfus, Shkilo Shachat Hilfus, Tfilos Amidah. Whether the 90 times in a row Mashburk where guess it works or doesn't work, is Shormuad about creating a Hergel, creating a Teva, or revealing the Regila, revealing a Teva? That's really the same Machlok we're showing us here. Is about revealing the opinion of the Marakama, whether he really admits or doesn't admit, or is about creating a status quo without revealing anything, just creating a status quo that from now on there's a status quo that the burden of proof shifts if you want to change that status quo.
Shavuot, it's logically reasonable to say that every single time it goes, it becomes more goal to go. It's not possible to shift that. Even though they may be talking about changing the status quo, it doesn't become more murgal There's no habit what changing.
It becomes more held on to by you every year you're there.
But by Shramo, there's actually something changing in the brain of the shur. It becomes more of a goring cat.
And here, there's something changing in your achiza in this land, but you're holding on to this
but,
land.
But sure, it's logical, though. It's becoming more of a goring cow. Whereas over here, it's only okay. Really a halachic.
No, okay. But let me go back. We have a rule of almost with all of variety, which is that even though it's not logical, whoever's holding on to something stays that way until proven otherwise. Maybe it doesn't logically prove that it's theirs. Clearly, a lot of cases must have all right, do not logically prove that it's yours. Right? If I trade my donkey with your cow, I always forget which one died. I trade my donkey with your cow, and you do mashika on the cow, and then all of a sudden the donkey's dead. You don't know if it died beforehand, in which case you've never acquired my cow, or died afterwards, in which case you acquired my cow. I had that one with the donkey died afterwards. Whoever's holding on to the cow wins. That has nothing to do with who did it with who really owns the cow. That's the rule of keeping the status quo. And what makes that a status quo? That he is muktzeh, he is holding on to it. You can't hold on to land, but there is a sort of holding on to land, which is that, which is that the more you're on the land, the more you're sort of connected to this land and holding on to it, and you have some relationship with it. And maybe what we're saying is that. Just like three times creates a pattern there, and you're right, three times creates a pattern there for some more logical reason. Three times creates a pattern here because when you do something three times, it doesn't prove that you own the land, but it proves that you are holding the land, that you are controlling the land. Maybe that's the point. After three times, it doesn't prove you own the land legally, fair, and square, but it proves that you're controlling the land now. You're the one who's shy to this land now, and that's enough to make a status quo. Or you can take the Ari Levine formulation, which is then it works much better. If you're on land three times, then people who are on land, they're usually on land for a reason. And three times can't be coincidence. And it must be that it's your land until proven otherwise as some sort of rule of thumb assumption. But even without that, if you're on for three land, then basically we're saying now you are in control of this land. Now you are the one who is using this land. And you keep using this land, you keep controlling this land until proven otherwise. Okay, it's a little looser, I admit, but I think it's doable. Okay, Rabosai. And by the way, I will just bring one nice raya. I know we have to read the lines and we have to start moving through the Gemara at some point, although, you know, I always like being very open to what people have to say, but especially in a sugya like this, which is very subtle and it's very easy to miss things. The Lushan is very fascinating, is that you notice that on the days it says, Taimamai, Darminan Dilma Kajikamar. What's the reason that the Chazaka wins? Because Dilma, maybe it's like you said. Okay, maybe in Chazal doesn't always mean what maybe means in English. But on the simple level, you mean Dilma. Dilma sounds maybe like a suffix. Why do you win if you're a Chazaka? Because maybe you're right. What do you mean maybe you're right? Shouldn't you win because I'm sure you're right? So saying that works very well for this Ramban formulation. It's not that you're for sure right. It's that maybe you're right. And maybe is good enough, because once you're muktzeh, all you need is a maybe, because the other guy now becomes muktzeh gemero, Allah ha-raya. Agav, in the very beginning of the sugya, I would say the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, perhaps, in the very beginning of the sugya, sounds a little more like what we'll call the Ari Levine question, even though Ari Levine was just asking an innocent question. But he was asking the right innocent question. He says at the very beginning of the sugya, he says, came into achal klashtin below irur mecha umevatel chesk by mishon vo medes vechesk zamachzik. Vabelikama motzmirar al varayi shechazar v'loch kamizeh. He says like a little different. He ate it 3 years and no one complained and no one objected. And that's mevatel the old chazaka, and it's in his chazaka. And now the other guy's motzmirar that he has to prove he brought it back from him. You know, not exactly clear what he means here. I could see it as him really just trying to say Tosos in a weird way. You know, just trying to say Tosos, make it sound like Chazaka. Now he's mocked up the other guys to prove he brought it back. Because he 100% proved that he bought it. How did he 100% prove that he bought it? Because below Macha, because the other guy didn't object. But he could also mean more along the lines of just, no, the Muchzakos, but the assumption, the proof kind of Muchzakos. After all, everyone seemed to admit it was his for 3 years. Now let's assume that it's his until proven otherwise. Okay, perhaps.
Tzvi, very quickly, then I want to read the Gemara.
Yeah, just a general question going back up. It's Rashi on the Mishnah also. Is it always that if someone's shosik, that's automatically like a raya for shtika? I know the Rashba is explicit about it. That shtika is a raya that he sold it. But is shtika itself always going to be a raya? Meaning,
theoretically, shtika's koda and kolotarakula. So why not?
Raya that he gave it or just a raya that he relinquished his
right? It's a raya that's not his, which is why I want to tie into your dig and Rashi. Not necessarily a riot that something specific happens, at least a riot that's not his.
Can you argue with the assumptions of the Rami Rotenberg? I mean, if you assume that this is a chazokah, that's the kind of proof, like you're sitting there, proves that it's yours, so then you're talking about a chalosh shem, and then you're not talking about habits. You're talking about the third thing creates a
correct. Okay, fair. There are many ways one can distinguish. I'll assume that's fair, and we'll leave it at that. Let's read on in the Gemara a little. Let's see how each of these two drachim reading the Gemara reads the Gemara. So let's go. The Gemara has three questions, right? Before it gets into the timing. Three questions before it gets into the timing issues. Shormud is not three. You're not chayim the shul until the fourth. So here you should be 4 years. And that's a weak havamina, because the answer is obvious. Hasmi ki nagach shal shal giyas havimud. The ira ki ichilo nagach mai l'shalim. Hacha kem nagach klas shnei. Shami kaim alabar shusei. Okay, that was a bad havamina. A havamina was it takes 4 times to become a shormuad? That's not true. It takes 3 times to become a shormuad. So why do you only pay nezik shal on the fourth? It takes 3 times to become a shormuad. But then there's no nafkamina until the fourth time. Because the shormuad means that you pay nezik shalim, and you're not going to have a nafkamina until the fourth time. So you can't find an afghamina being a shormua until the fourth time. That's just a technical point. It becomes a shormua 100% in the third time. So it's a weird afghamina. It's a weird afghamina shormua that it becomes a shormua the fourth time. And then it's sort of like a git of yodvan ka'achas. It's not that it has to become a shormua and from then on you pay nezik shalim. No. When it becomes a shormua, you're already paying nezik shalim. This is a fact. You don't know how seriously to take it. It's only afghamina. It's a fascinating chiddush in shormua. Clearly, the point of Sharmuad is not in the simple sense, lo yishben ba'alo. Once it was Sharmuad, you should have been more careful. Because you didn't know it wasn't a Sharmuad yet. Okay, so there's a big chiddush in Sharmuad. How seriously do you take this havamina baba kama? I'm a little skeptical. But, okay, we're not learning baba kama now. Right? Let's assume it's a weird havamina in Sharmuad that it's really become Sharmuad the fourth time and get to be on Ka'achas, become Sharmuad, and you pay Nezik Shalom at the same time. And then they say, no, the normal way. First become Sharmuad, and from then on, you pay Nezik Shalom. But even given that weird havamina, what's the parallel to here? So that's what Tosfos asks. Tame Lari asks Tosfos, what's going on? This is all about Shtika. Right? If he's quiet for 3 times, that should be good enough. What's the Havmina? Tosos has a lot of trouble figuring this out. Tosos says that he doesn't really fully understand this idea. I mean, really, he's questioning the Baba Kama. Like, we all know 3 times is a pattern. If 3 times is a pattern, then after 3 times of shtika, he really admitted it was yours. He says, you know, this havmina is milsa b'lo taima. He says this havmina is really weird. The havmina is just that. There's no explanation. The havmina has no logic. They just think it's milsa b'lo taima. It's something illogical that you learn from Sharmuad, and therefore, till the fourth time. The Ramban here says something, together with the Ritva certainly, says something a little sharper. Says the Ramban here, he said, no, according to my derech, I understand. Clearly after 3 times, not mu'ad anymore. But the havmin is not tam until the fourth time. Likewise here, after 3 times, it leaves the chazaka of Azi, and in 4 times, it enters the chazaka of Dovi. But after 3 years, it's in no man's land. What exactly does that mean? He says, and after all, then Dovi shouldn't be Nema Legamri. He shouldn't totally win. What does that mean? He probably means what the Ritva says he means. The Ritva doesn't say this with Ramban. He just hallucinates. He says, maybe within 3 years, Azi should win, because he's Mochzak. After 4 years, Dovi should win because he's Mochsak. Between 3 and 4 years, neither one's Mochsak. Anyone know what the rule is later on in our Perek? Kol if Dolan. I say it's my land, you say it's your land, and neither of us are Mochsak. Call the Olam Var. Find it out between yourselves. So maybe there's this in-between stage of... there's this in-between stage of Kol Dolan Var.
So there's not many more donuts for a case where one person is in the land, one person's outside the land, and one person in the land wins if no one makes a time.
No, but that's the whole point. Within 3 years, Avi's still considered in the land and you're not. Because it's in his chazaka. After 4 years, you're in the land and he's not. It's your chazaka. Between 3 and 4 years, neither of you are considered to be
in the case where we've got neither of them have a chazaka, we still go with the idea of if you're caught, you, then you get it. Uh-huh. So they're here, even though it may have left as it was just his chazkas and it's not my chazkas. It should still be the understanding of that.
Correct. So the answer is because you're right. If no one had anything to say whatsoever, whoever's calling gets it. You're saying very accurately. But over here, you're both equally in the land because you've been there for 3 years. Because you're there now, you're both equally in the land. Why? You haven't been there enough that it's considered your chazaka. But one second. What you're saying is. That maybe your chazak should cancel each other out and whoever's koi should win just as a sort of passive withdrawal of bezin at the very least. So why did the ritva say this way? So I think the way the ritva's understanding is that it's basically you're equally mosakhet. He's saying, let's look at it this way. He, with the Markama, that gives him a certain luchzakas in the land. You are there now, that gives you a certain luchzakas in the land. After 4 years, you have been there so long, he has been away so long, your luchzakas cancel out his. Within 3 years, you've been there so little, and you were there so frequently, his luchzakas cancel out yours. Between 3 and 4 years, your luchzakas are equal. And if your luchzakas are equal, they both cancel each other out. And therefore, you have equal muxakos. But it really means you have equal muxakos, and that's why it would be called all the five. But the Ritva used a slightly different lashon. He says, maybe it's not. I think you'd have to say, then if the Ramban, you could say something else theoretically. Maybe the Ramban, you could say, really, whoever's called you would win, he just wouldn't win Lagamri. And you have to figure out what that means. I have to think about that. That's a good question. I hadn't properly thought about it. But what I want to say is that this clearly, and here we have question one of the Gemara, which is Ad Arba Shanim. How do you make sense of this question one of the Gemara Ad Arba Shanim? According to the Ritva's way that it's about Musa, there is a good way to understand this. According to the Ritva's way, you could say, what do they both admit? They're both saying that it's not that nothing happens till 4 years. No, we know something happens after 3 years. So what does the Ramban and the Ritva have the opportunity of saying? Says the Ritva, Al Pi Ramban, that neither is Mochzak, and I know I still have to think better about Dovi's question, and Kol Da'olam Dvar. Neither is Mosak and Kol Da'olam Dvar. That's what the Ritva suggests. Because there are those that are Mosak. Why would neither one be Mosak? Or they'd be equally Mosak at some exact time. For Tosfos have a little more trouble. Tosfos says, the truth is, all Rishonim could have just said, no, the happening of 3 years is worthless. But they were a little reluctant to say 3 years is worthless than the happening. And they weren't willing to go that far. I guess in Sharmua, they weren't willing to go so far to say 3 years is nothing. Right, all the Rishonim assuming 3 years is still significant. They say no, 3 years must be significant. So what did the Gemara mean? He says, Pasha, 3 years is significant, 4 years is significant. You're in between. Tosfos can't have an in between. Either you're a Rai Mishtika or you don't have a Rai Mishtika. There's also the half Rai Mishtika. So therefore, Tosfos, who has basically, when I'm playing, if you're talking about change of Mukhzakos, there's an in between option. There is an in-between option. And if there's an in-between option, then go for it. If you're doing a Ryan Shtika,
then there's no in-between option. If there's no in-between option, you're going to have trouble with this line of the Gemara. Like, what does this line of the Gemara really think? There is no in-between option. Clearly, if they're 3 years, like the guy with Shosik, that should mean something, which what Tosfos says, Milsa, below Taima, basically throws up his hand and says, I can't give a Svara for this happening. This happening is not in the Svara. Don't try to think about it. Just move on with your life. Okay, and that's because for the Ramban's formulation, once you deal with the Muzakos, there's this great in-between, no man's land between the Muslim and the Sis. I don't mean geographically, I mean conceptually. For Tosos, you don't have that. Of course, this becomes even more pronounced in the second question, even more pronounced in the third question. Let's go to the second question. The second question is, Elamei Ata Chazak Shein Matayna Teyavi Chazaka. Chazak Shein Matayna Shvi Chazaka. Alma Tanaka Chazak Shein Matayna Ein Chazaka. Why? So why is the Mishnah saying Mefurish? That Chazak Shein Matayna is not a valid Chazaka. Okay, that's the Gemara's question. And the answer is not terribly revelatory. No time, I don't mean in double to Amrit. Because you know what? The reason Chazaka works is because maybe what he's saying is true. Hashi Il Latana, literally, if he doesn't say anything, we're going to say something. If he doesn't say anything, then he has no reason to win. What exactly is the Havdin Maskana here? So this line in the garden becomes very difficult. First of all, what do we mean by Chazak She'ini Matayna to have a Chazaka? What is a Chazak She'ini Matayna? The simple shot is referring to the Mishnah. What the simple shot of the Mishnah? What do we mean Chazak She'ini Matayna? What do we say here? Me olam, right? Chazak She'ini Matayna, right? That you, the Chazak She'ini Matayna means, I don't know, I came to America because I did. Squatters' rights, right? They allege that in England that's legal. Is that true? To an extent, great. So just, you know, in one time means I mamish have no justification whatsoever. Or basically more than that, I admit that I have no right to this land. I just, I don't know, no one said anything. So I've been living here. Chazak shein matayna, the have mean is that should work. That's what Rashi says. That's what Tosfos says at first and in his first answer. That's what Rabbi Yonah says in his second answer, right? That's what the Rashba says, right? So one possibility, what does it mean to what the case of Hazaka She'en Ima Taina? What does it mean? Says Rashi, Tosfos, in his first answer, Rashba, Rabbi Yonah in his second answer. I'm sure I missed someone.
Rabbi Gershom.
Rabbi Gershom, true. Okay. Oh, yeah, we have a list in the Masechta. Great. So if I missed anyone, they'll be there. All say, Lo Amar Li Adam Gavar Me Olam. No one ever said anything. Okay, that's a wild Havamina, right? Meaning, besides that, what Levi says, Poshkut, it doesn't work. How do you have a Havamina that works? Just logically. Really, you have a Havamina if someone just shows up and it works? That's a very radical Havamina. Okay, what's the other possibility of saying what the piece is? He mamish doesn't say anything. He doesn't say why he's there. Whose shot is that? It's the Ramban? Do you know what the Ramban says? The Ramban doesn't really, what does he say here right now? Actually, got from Shulam Lord Sarkh Zelatina. Havadin Sarkh Latina, Shishma or Adam. Okay, it does sound that way. You're right. He doesn't say explicitly, but he certainly sounds that way. I agree. The Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Yonah at first. Right, his first shot. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, Rabbeinu Yonah in his first shot say, he doesn't say anything. He says, well, I don't have to explain myself to you. And the third shot is in Tosfos. Tosos in his second day. Oh, what does he say the case there?
The written does say something. He said it's Shalmeel. He just doesn't.
Okay, Shalmeel. Correct. He says Shalmeel.
The written thinks he
was. Shalmeel. Correct. He says Shalmeel. He's not going to say, I'm not telling you whether it's mine. It's mine, but I'm not telling you why. I don't have to explain myself to you. Not that I'm suspicious, but I don't have to explain myself to you. What does Tosos say in the second day?
The middleman.
Exactly. I bought it from someone else. Now, there's a whole sugya later on. It's very gishmak. We'll have to deal with it. What is the rule if, is that the Yishma Tanya or Eima Tanya? If I say, I have no idea. I bought it from Dovi looked like an honest guy. I bought the land from him. Is that a valid Tanya or is that not a valid Tanya? The Gemara will say, we're not going to explain now, but it depends whether we can prove that Dovi was there for a day or not, for reasons that we don't yet understand. But let's assume we can't prove Dovi was there for a day. Basically, I come, and it's not that I don't want to say anything. I say everything. But it's not that I admit I'm wrong. It's just that I say, I mamish don't know. I'm an honest guy who did everything right, but Taka, I don't know. I bought it from Dovi, assuming it was Dovi's land, and I just don't know history, right? And honest not knowing, that is the second day of Tosos, right? Towing shetana mimi shetan shetana mimenu. I bought it from someone who says they bought it from you, but I don't have personal knowledge. I only have hearsay testimony from Baldover that it was bought from you. That's also the second shot. Okay, now, how does this fit in? These are the shots and physically what happened, but you also have to explain conceptually why it might work. So if you're Tosos, it's all about the Shita. What is the most obvious way you might go? If you're Tosos, you say it's all about the Shita. What's the most obvious way you go? Why should it work without a Taina? If it's all about Shita, why should it work without a Taina? Okay, here it's subjective, most obvious. But what would I have done if I was Tosos? And I say it's all about Shtika. I would have said, well, let's see, without a Taina, how does Shtika going to help? And you might say, well, Shtika could work without a Taina. All you have to do is throw in one word.
The word
Mechila. After all, maybe the happiness is arrived from your Shtika. Your Shtika doesn't mean that you admitted that I bought it. Your Shtika meant you're a Mochila to me. Maybe that's it. Arrived from your Shtika, you're a Mochila to me. And that's exactly what Tosa says. And the Rambam would never have said this. Because the Rambam's not thinking of Shtika in the first place. Right? The Rambam, he's not thinking of Shtika. Tosos, he doesn't have to say this, but it makes sense Tosos is saying, if you're on the wavelength of thinking of Shtika, if you're on the wavelength of Shtika, then you're going to think, how does Shtika lead to me winning without a Taina? After all, Shtika is a proof. If I have proof, I also need a Taina. Maybe it's me din Mechila, which is exactly what Tosos says. And interestingly, who's on Tosos' side? The Balamor. The Balamor doesn't comment on this line of the Gemara, so we have no idea what he says. Who else is on Tosos' side? The Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says to himself, he says, isn't it obvious that Pshat is Mechila and it really works, et cetera, et cetera? And the Rashba is very, he asks himself, isn't it obvious that Tosos' Pshat is right? And as a matter of fact, so good as you, Yaskana. And the Rashba says, no, of course I would have said Tosos' Pshat. But I don't, not because of my pshat hochi usha. My pshat hochi usha would lead me to say Tosef pshat. As a matter of fact, it would lead me to say it even though it's gonna. I just can't say Tosef pshat because I have a side problem. What's the side problem? Right, who was in Shiur Kuala yesterday? What's the Rashba's side problem? That Mechila doesn't work for Ben and Karka. Mechila only works for Chol. So like, he would like to say that pshat al tiz hashkafa on hochi usha. He just can't say that pshat al tiz hashkafa on mechila. And he doesn't even think b'havina. You can say that mechila works for Ben. He doesn't even think b'havina. He can say, I am mochel myself to you. I think it's not coincidence that the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran never brought up mechila. I think they never brought up mechila. They never brought up mechila. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba says to himself, he says, give me a second. Lindidi Kashuli Adrabe, isn't it obvious it works to Mechila? Kemish Shasakule Hayakuli Achel Gabe, is it obvious it works to Mechila? And he said, no, Mechila can't come in here because there's no Mechila by the end. But he clearly has the Havamin of Mechila because for him, sure, would be 12 Mechila. So if you're going to ask, what is the Hazaka She'ein Ima Taina? If you're going to take Tosos' approach, then it makes a lot of sense. You can say like Tosos and almost the Rashba, meaning the Rashba says, I would have said this al Shormuad, except for the fact that it just doesn't work out the way Dine Mechila, is that it is Midin Mechila, Li, you know, Midin Mechila. And if it's Midin Mechila, then let's call it Aleph. Aleph meaning, and Mamash, I admit that I have no reason for being here, but it doesn't matter. Midin Mechila, I should still win. Because it's a subtle shift to say Yeshika three times admits that I bought it. Then we say maybe Yeshika three times Kaka admits, not just that I bought it, maybe Yeshika three times admits that he wants me to have it even if I didn't buy it. And then what's the maskana? So the Rashba doesn't go this way. Rashba doesn't go this way. But Tosos does, and the Rashba almost does. Interestingly, what's the maskana according to Tosos? Here, Ray Miller said one way into your club yesterday, even if you weren't there, don't worry. And I saw the Bal Kitzur Shonar said the other way. He has a parish on Shas called Tanish Lom, or Shmuel God's Street. What's the Maskana according to Tosos? There's two ways to read the Maskana according to Tosos. Again, I obviously mean according to the first chat of Tosos. There's two ways to read the Maskana. You could say the Maskana is that Mechila does work for Karka, but we don't think he was Mocha. No, we only think he was Moda. We don't think he was Mohel. Since he was only Moda, he could only be Moda if you actually have a time. Or what the Balkitz Shonar says in the Shlomo here is that no, the Maskana is the Mechila doesn't work for Karka. Basically, the difference between Tosos and the Rashba is just that the Rashba says, I have a personal Rashba Havamina that this is all about Mechila, but no, me as the Rashba say that's not a good Havamina, because Mechila doesn't work for Karka. And Tosos says, I think the Gemara has a Havamina to do Mechila, but the Gemara has a Maskana. That Mechila doesn't work for Karka. The only difference between Tosos and Rashba is, of course, Mechila doesn't work for Karka. Just how obvious is it? For Tosos, it's obvious enough that the Gemara responded that way. For the Rashba, it's obvious enough that the Gemara never even had a Havamina in the first place. Right? How does he read? He reads that what's the only reason why Chazaka works? Because maybe his Tanga is true, because Mechila doesn't work by Karka, so it could only work by proving his Tanga true. And if he doesn't make a Tanga, then we're not going to give him a Tanga. I mean, he means the ikar of the Kamash one is before the word starts. Not before the word starts, but double kamar. It doesn't work in Mechila, it only works with double kamar. So anyway, yesh la'ayin l'maskana. What is the maskana? Maskana is that. It's in psychology. Ein omdana shal Mechila. Or is the maskana in, or is maskana in halacha and lundus that ein mechila al karka be'en. There's no mechila on a karka be'en, only on a chov. And again, Miller said yesterday she was calling it the first way, and the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said the Bnei Shlomo al atar here the second way. However, what does the Ran say? And seemingly, the Ramban, you know, this seems to be what the Ramban means as well. I think it's pretty posh that that's what the Ramban means as well. What does the Ran say? What does the Ran say? Oh, was the Ran in brackets? Okay. Maybe the Ran was in brackets. So what does the Ravina Yonah say first? Okay, the same thing as the Ran. He says, they all say very nicely. What does he say? Right? Basically, no. If you're talking about Muchzakos, once I'm Muchzak, why do I have to explain myself? Now, it's an interesting question. If you, Chaim comes over to me and says, this sweater is his. Chaim comes, why are you wearing my sweater? Give me back my sweater. That's not your sweater. Do I have to tell him why it's my sweater? No, if I'm holding Mizrach over, maybe I don't have to tell him. Or perhaps, even if I do have to tell him, I have to tell him it's covered of Bezdin. And maybe they'll put me in favor for contention of court if I don't tell him. But I don't lose if I don't tell him. Someone is Mochzak, and there's no evidence against them. Then they win, even if they don't explain themselves. If they admit they're wrong, they lose. If I say, oh, well, I'm a dumb man. I admit I have no rights, sir. I just moved in. Of course I lose. A Mochzak who admits he's wrong loses, unless you're going to bring in Mechila or something else in a second. But a Mochzak who says, I don't have to answer you.
maybe a Mosek doesn't have to answer you. Obviously, according to Tosfos, I have to answer you. I'm not Mosek. I have to bring a proof. Obviously, I have to have something. But maybe, according to Derech Ramban, you don't need to have something behind you. And that is what the Ramban basically says. What does the Ramban say? He doesn't say terribly much, but Dobby agrees to me that's what he's trying to say. He says, once it's not an Azir Shus, Lamed starts a taina. Why does Dobby need a taina? Avadim starts the taina. He doesn't need a taina unless the guy brings proof. Right? Why should he need a taina? You don't need a taina, at the very least, in the Havamina. You don't need a taina if he doesn't mean you can admit you're wrong. No, he means you don't need a taina. Pasha just means you don't need a taina. Simple pshat. That's clearly how the Ron also understood it, that you don't need a taina, and that's where Rabbeinu Yonah said it first. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in his first pshat here, he says, 1 second. All right, that's not so explicit. Second.
What does he say here? He says, he says, Amar lo, lo ashim chadomer, blah, 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 I don't want to answer you. So it's not a valid chazaka, but why not? The Gemara asks. We assume he wins, and it's in his rishos. And once it's rishos, maybe you shouldn't have to answer him.
Okay, so I think for the Ramban, don't you really think that's what the Ramban means, Kipshuto? Yes. The Ramban and the Ran also, I don't know if I read you the Ran, but the Ran also, if I have him here somewhere, takes that approach. Wherever he is. He says, here it is. Shahari Hama Arzek, he characters the Odom Nashok, he's the Odom Nashok, as you just like guy from the shuk who says that your thing is mine, he has no shaykhs to it. Being master of the shuk, he doesn't have to answer anything. So here you would say the easiest way is to say the metzias is metzias base. He didn't say anything. This is what the Ramban and the Ran and the Rabbein Yonah says in his first shot. He says, "Mutzak eino tsarich lahashiv l'chol toin." A mukhtar doesn't have to tell everyone why they're wrong. You know, if 6,000 people decide to sue me for all kinds of theories, I don't have to answer all of them. Or even if I do have to answer all of them, maybe I have to answer all of them out of this proper seder of Bezdin and respect for the judicial system if Bezdin decides that I have to answer them. But clearly, it doesn't affect whether I win or lose the money. Maximum, if Bezdin wanted me to answer, if Bezdin told me to answer them, I didn't, then they would hold me in contempt of court. But it would have nothing to do with my rights to the money, because when you're muhsak, you keep your money until someone proves it, not just if someone makes up a story, then you have to defend yourself. Okay, you don't have, again, you might have to defend yourself if the Bezdin wants you to, else you can have the court, and otherwise you'll get an idui. But your money is your money. The money you're holding is your money. Until someone proves it, just because someone has a story doesn't mean that you have to defend yourself. So there are certain shatan that flow very, very, very strongly from that particular way of learning the sugya. Now, there are many other pshatim which perhaps could have gone either way in terms of how you learn the sugya, which I think the pshatim that Rishon happened to say that you couldn't say for either way. Like, for example, Tulsa says, it's a case where the guy honestly has a good excuse for not knowing. Right? He bought it from someone who says he bought it from you. And like, he was a reasonable person. He bought it from someone who seemed honest, right? He says, oh yeah, you want to buy this field that I bought from Ozzy? You know, I'll give you a good deal. I bought it for 100,000 shekel. I'll sell it to you for only 110,000 shekel. I'm not making a big profit. And he seemed like an honest guy. I bought it from him. Okay, l'chora, I think in either shot, you could have said that. You could have said, it's the shtika. As long as I honestly, it's okay that I don't know, I'm an innocent guy, then his shtika should prove that I win. Or you could say, al tzchadaka. Once I'm an innocent guy and I really, you know, I have a good explanation where I don't know. So that could go either way. I think some of the pshatim
don't necessarily follow one way or the other. But if you say one shot is needed in the field, another shot is needed that I just don't have to answer. There are other shots, and also, what are the other shots? And also, that even though they're said by one Rishon, I don't think it's necessarily what she can say. So people are thinking general answers. So for example, you have Tosfos, who says, Englo Taina Ikana Mi Kona, right? Okay, according to either shot, that could have been a reasonable, that could have been a reasonable Havamina. What are some of the other pshatim in the Rishonim? The Ritva says, Taninan, the Ritva and the Rashva say Taninan. You might have got a Havamina of Taninan. Taninan means we Taninan every half. And the truth is that the Ritva's Taninan really sounds a little more like it is Lashitase, says the, if I have the Ritva here on this line. But
find everything.
Right.
It's at the end after everyone. Oh yeah, it is at the end. Go figure. Sorry, I don't usually use one of these. Says the Ritva, Ama Panan Chazak She'inim Ataina, and he says, he also says that it's that you don't say anything. Who? And he says, Taina Stuma, just that it's mine, I'm not telling you why. And sorry, here it is. He doesn't mean if he admits he's wrong. That's ridiculous. He doesn't believe in this mechila thing. Even though he just says stam, niton anu bishvileinu, maybe we should taina for him. Okay, it doesn't have to be necessarily the shtasai. Maybe I'm telling you, we should taina on his behalf. Maybe it works a little better if he's mosa, but it doesn't have to be dafka, says the Ritva. Taninan, says the Rashva, taninan, meaning the havmina is Tamina will be tying on his behalf. What's the Metzias? The Ritva says that he didn't say anything. So obviously, he doesn't say anything. Maybe we should tie on his behalf. He's not saying, so let's tie on his behalf. And the Rashba actually thinks the Metzias is that he said, Lo Amrli Adam Darmi Olam, but we still have him tying on. So that's the Gemara later on. Even though he said, no one said anything to me, so didn't he just admit that he's wrong? Who does all the people? There is a happening of Tamina. No, maybe he's just nervous. He's saying, no one said anything to me. But really, he bought it, he lost his star, but he's nervous that he lost his star. And then he says, well, for sure, lose. So he just was out of nervousness, said something a little less logical, so we can kind of see, yeah, come ask one that we do not do ta'anina.
Rabbeinu Yonah, also in his second shot, also said ta'anina, right? Says his first shot is that he doesn't have to say anything, right? Ikashilach, again, how can you say if he admits he's wrong, he wins? That's only Tosfos shtick. He says, no, he says means he didn't say anything, but then he quotes a Yesh Omrim or something at the very, very end, after the answer, he says, Yeshlan Lefarish, that it means, Tanin, and he said, Lo'omrli Dovrmi Olam, but maybe he just really lost the shtar and he's just afraid to admit that, and therefore psachikul ilam would show taninan for him.
So that's also Rabbeinu Yonah in his second shot says the same thing. So these are the four basic drachim to explain what the havmina is. One way is mitzad mechila. Another way is mitzad, I don't have to answer you. A third way is mitzad taninan, and taninan you go with two. One of two different CSs. And the fourth way is Tosos, maybe. Tosos means not telling you, that's a different CS, is that, you know, I honestly have a good explanation for why I'm in this weird state where I know what I know, but I don't know all the facts. What's the Kamashla according to all these? If the Havi is Mechila, then we know we have two possibilities about the Kamashla. One is, if the Havamina is Taninon, then the Kamashla and all the Rishon are pretty clear. What's the maskana? Maskana is that. Anyone quote me a line from the second paragraph? That's what Gimel or something. Uri Taninan for who? Tonin? Tonin with Yorid and? Tulokeah. No, yours is like, yeah, somewhere on yours. But we're not towing for the guy himself. Basically, if you can tie it for yourself, you don't tie it for you. Abamina to baby you and assume we have the time for you, even though you're standing here and you're a fully capable person who knows all the story. Mashblon not. Mashblon. Tonim. Rock. Beyorish. Ubelokeah. What's the Kamashlan over here by the guy who's Chazakash Aimbo Taina in this case? Okay, that, I mean, Maskana is that the din is that that's not a valid Taina. Oh, why that's not a valid Taina is going to be a good question, which perhaps we're, after all, why not Taina Lokeah? If we're not Taina Lokeah, since you're not admitting you're wrong, you know, why don't you at least buy it? But that we'll have to get the details when we get to that on Daf Lamin. But at the very least, is that, you know, there's it's still, he's still missing a taina. Okay, the details we'll have to fill in. Basically, according to these shotim, the problem is he's missing a taina. He still doesn't have a taina, still missing a taina. How about if you said the muhtzah doesn't have to answer everyone? What's the maskana then? Interesting. What's the maskana? The muhtzah says, I don't have to answer you. Why do I have to answer everyone in the whole world? Mm-hmm. What do they say the maskana is? Okay, so they're not all so explicit about it.
Reyes.
Well, exactly. The maskana is a reyesa, right? I keep flipping the pages here. Right, came into Ilo Ton Hachi Hura Cheskasosh Ilo Laka Bivada Shuton Kin Befavors. So in this case, I understand in some cases, if you're walking down the street and I say, hey, that's my sweater, and you don't answer me, that's one thing. If I hold you into Bezdin, then okay, Yesh Lion. But clearly, a case like this, where I used to own the land and you won't say how you got it from me, that's obviously suspicious. And therefore, it's basically such a strong reyesa that it's a proof that you're a liar and that you really deserve to lose. That's how the Ran understands the Maskan and Lechora. That would be how everyone understands the Lechora. That would be how everyone understands Maskana. Let me just. See if the Ritva says Mufurish. What is the no, he doesn't say okay. So anyway, what is the Maskana? The Maskana seems to be that it's a Reyesa, meaning it's suspicious. You know what? It could be that we don't technically have a reason why you must defend yourself with a Taina. But if this is such an obvious thing that you so obviously know, and it should be the most obvious thing in the world, and you don't have anything to say for yourself, then already that becomes suspicious. Okay, the Rebbe Yonah here, the last thing I want to mention before I go on, maybe we'll have time to learn one more line of the Gemara, says the Rebbe Yonah here something interesting. I think most of the Rishonim here, let's say you have a Chakira in Shormuot, you're going to carry your Chakira through the Sugya. I think that's what you should generally do. You should carry the Chakira through the Sugya. Here, Rabbeinu Yonah sounds interesting, because what does Rabbeinu Yonah say here? He said, Upar Kinan, we answer. Hey, Rush, the loyal thing of Mishra Mu'ad, Ella, the Mahanya Chazaka, let me have a Raya, the Mashi Yuton, Shalach, Menu, came into Shaykh of Atayne, and Chazaka, she Yuton, the Ilo Ton, on of Niko, and it's on lay, the people of Manche, and it's on Klum, Karka, Bechezkes, Baleo, Medes. What is saying? The maskana is that Sherm Wood is only a raya. If you want to use a raya, you have to have a taina. It sounds like in his havamina, he thinks that no, you're the muhsak and like you don't have to defend yourself. And his maskana, he thinks it's just a raya. Is Maskani thinks it's just a raya. So it could be that he is changing his mind here. Let me see if I can find a
That it beforehand, he thought it was a chazakas. Afterwards, he thought it was a raya. And he does have a subtle shift here, but he's not super explicit. So I will leave that. I will leave that as a question mark because he's definitely the most in between. At the beginning, he says, "Let's just read the beginning." That mashur muad, he says again. The came in the akhla tloshin below ira mechom of vatal cheskas balim shon remedet cheskas amastik vahavli kam motzmir olav araya. He sounds like the new guy's a muksak. Then he says olav araya shechazor lachmiza. He has to prove he bought it back. Meaning, like we have a proof he bought it. If he wants it, he has to prove he bought it back. So he's using lashon motzmir olav araya, but he adds a twist to it. He doesn't say olav araya that he didn't sell it to me. Olav araya that he bought it back sounds like maybe my three times is just a proof that I am. That I'm holding it. And then he says, if he says, I didn't say anything, he says, okay, the Mishnah really means two kinds of in lotayin, and one is if I say I'm not going to say, and the other is if I sort of admit that I'm a trespasser, I'm a squatter. And he didn't say anything. And we asked, once it's not in his rishos, then why do I have to say anything? It should be like Tobias Chavir Kalim. It should be like Metalfalim. Metalfalim, I don't say anything. He compares it to holding on to Metalfalim. He says, yeah, no, it's not exactly like holding on to Metalfalim. Metalfalim, you don't need a taina. Why? She's like, Yotz are rishos region top of the hand. Then there's a real tfisa by Metalfalim. The guy's mamash holding it. But oh, that there's a chazaka that if someone's holding the Metalfalim, he didn't steal them. Achsukin is begabni. The happening is that the chazaka is as strong as Metalfalim. The maskana is that this chazaka, this is a raya, but it's not as strong as the metaltalin. It only works with a chazaka. So with a taina. So I think that here you do have a subtle shift. He doesn't say we're shifting to a raya from shtika. He doesn't say explicitly, but you do have a subtle shift. I wish he had been a little more explicit. That it starts out being more like chazakas on the metaltalin, which reminds us more of the ban. And ends up being very unlike the Talmud. The having is that it's like someone holding the Talmud. You're the Muxak, you don't have to answer anyone. And the answer is no, it's not like Muxak's on the Talmud. It's really just a raya that you need a taina to get it out of the other guy. So he thinks in this line of the Gemara changes. He's not so explicit. Does it change to Tosfos? Does it change to what we'll call Ari Levine? Or just a weaker version of that? But he definitely has some sort of shift that. The maskana for him is not that the reisa. Okay, let's say this a little different. What's the maskana? Who said the reisa was suspicious, Toby? Who said reisa?
Ramban.
Okay, so in the maskana says the Ramban and the Ran reisa. But however, when Rabbi Yona says the maskana, he says a little different. Rabbi Yona says the maskana is not that the reisa didn't say anything. He said, because you're not really Mosak. It's not like Metalfalim. Metalfalim is better than this for two reasons, right? Or the means two reasons. Number one, because you can mama hold on to it. And number two, because we're sure whoever's holding it wins. Here's the weaker ride. But it's not Mamash Tfisa. So here, you go from Mosak to not Mosak in the middle of this sugya. Okay, one more line tomorrow. Then even if we don't finish the Gemara, we'll have to. We don't get to all the timing issues at the end. Last line that we're going to learn: the maskalar of your elmi atam mechoshlo b'funal l'tav mecha dumi yishar muad. Ah, if you're learning from muad, then mechoshlo b'funav shouldn't be mecha, which we know is not true. We know that if the marakam is mocha, even in the next town over, that is a valid way to stop the chazaka from being chal. Like mashar muad b'funav b'inan, it's shar muad. How do you know it has to be b'funav? Muad b'funav. It says in the Torah. So. The Shermuad has to be fun of. Likewise, here the Macha should have to be bit fun of. Sorry, where am I? Ma Shermuad fun of being a Hachanami fun of being none. Then the answer is Hassam, who had Babalov, Siv Hacha, Chavra, Chavisim, Chavra, 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 Islay. No, it's different. By Shermuad, it said, who had Babalov. Over here, your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend, meaning if Ozzy is in Beersheba, or even in London, and he's Moche that Dobie's in his land, there's a friend, there's a friend or a friend, rumor spread, especially, you know, juicy rumors and salacious gossip of crimes spreads very easily, even before social media, and everyone finds out, right? Meaning the word yenta was invented before social media and electronic communication. Somehow it still worked. Okay, now what's the havmina here? What's the havmina here? The havmina here seems clear. If you need to inform someone of something, how come by sharamuad it needs to be in front of it, while by chetzis gimel shana could be everywhere? But what's the question that bothers most of the rishonim? What's the question that bothers most of the rishonim? That what's the parallel to sharamuad? The parallel to ha'ada is chazaka. Three ha'adas make him a muad. Three shnos chazaka make him mochzak. The macha is mevatul chazaka. There's no parallel to macha. There's nothing you can do to stop your shor from becoming a muad just by saying something. So why are they comparing it to chazaka and not comparing it to? Why are they comparing it to Mecha and not comparing it to Chazaka? Okay, so what's the answer? There's Chaim. Don't tell.
Oh, this would be a good opportunity to say Tretai. Much too long to last.
So there are two issues here. Number one is, why pick Mecha and not Chazaka? How many answers are there to why they pick Mecha and not Chazaka?
Three.
When you did this, you meant three, but two of them might be the same? Not clear. What?
Yeah.
Okay. There are three answers to this. The Rashba gives it as three answers. Right? The Rashba, there are three answers to this question. So well, let's just have a side question. Why bring in Mecha'a and not Chazaka? After all, Chazaka is the parallel. Okay, what's the most interesting answer? The Balamor. What did the Balamor say? Because Mecha'a is Chazaka. Chazaka in and of itself is not important. This Balamor is a great, amazing Lundish Balamor. He says, what is Chazaka? Do you think Chazaka is about Dovid being on the land is what actually got something? No, Dovid being on the land is just background. The background is Ozni not objecting does something, since a Raya Mishtika. It's not really about that. That X of the Chakira here. Is it really about Dovid being on the land because of Chazakas? Or is it really Dovid being on the land is background? It's Ozni not objecting when Dovid's on the land. That's what makes it a Chazaka. So it says the Balamor, of course we're in Mecha, not Chazaka. I understand Chazaka is more technically parallel to Chazaka, what makes the, you know, Chazaka is funny. Let's say the Achila, right? The Achila is what makes the Chazaka, like the Adah is what makes the Adah is what makes the Sharuot. But really, it's not the Achila and the guy being on the land that's important. That's just a heavy tendency for the other guy's Shtika. Mecha is really the halachic force involved here. Therefore, we bring in a Mecha because it's the halachic force. And who else gives that as one of his answers? The Rashba, right? Which makes sense. You're allowed to give other answers also, right? But basically, if you're the toast, you don't have to give this answer. You could say, no, I want to give a better answer. So why would they go to what's at the root of something instead of like what something is? But you could answer, right? What are we saying? You could answer like the Baal Hamor and the Rashba,
that Tzedaka is really just a lack of Mechaa. There is no inherent significance to Chazaka. It's just a lack of Mechaa. Or, don't worry, I'm in the picture.
Sorry. You're very lucky that it's not April 1st today. We would have gone on for a long time.
But what if you're the Ramban? Then Mecha's not the Iker. Chazaka's the Iker. Why is Mecha relevant? After all, if it left Ozzy's Rishos and entered Domi's Rishos after 3 years, who cares if he has Mocha? How does being Mocha even help? So the answer is going to be, if he's Mocha, that helps for a side reason. In two words, what's that side reason? If he's Mocha, he's telling Dovi to be careful, save your star. And then if Dovi didn't save his star when he heard the Mecha, it's a Reisa. Then he creates a Reisa. But it doesn't actually affect the Chazaka. The Mecha is a total side point, right? If you hold this Derech, then the Mecha is a side point. So why bring a Kasha from the side point instead of the Chazaka itself? So you have a technical reason. What's a good technical reason? Because practical. I never technically a practical reason. The Balgur is a longish reason, not a practical reason. Let's call this the longish reason. If you don't have a longish reason, it's not the longest adrab, and Mecha is totally irrelevant. That's a total side point. A Chazaka is Chazaka. Mecha is a way of creating a reis and throwing a monkey wrench into the works. Right? But what are you going to say? You're going to give a practical reason. What's a practical reason? Why you would compare Ha'adah to... what's a practical reason why you would compare it to Mecha and not to Chazaka? They're both don't spread so well. They both don't spread so well. That's what Tosus says. Tosus says they both don't spread so well. Right? As opposed to Chazaka, which spreads a lot. I, Beis Din, warn someone, be careful you're sure. If they're not there, it doesn't spread so well. A guide says, I object. It doesn't spread so well. Someone living on a farm and farming, that's a big deal. It's something they do every day. It's something they do very public. It's not just, basically, one statement doesn't spread so well. A whole lifestyle spreads. That's what Tosu says. That, we shouldn't have zok in the shmas tfei mehada. Well, mecha in the shmas yoser says Tosfos. Again, Tosfos doesn't need to say this. Give me a second. You could say, like Tosfos' reason, that Chazaka is nishma'as tfei, but hada'a and mecha'a ain't of nishma'in kolkach. And therefore, you think they don't spread. Come on, even they spread. Or, just give me a second, what does Rashi say? Exactly, says Rashi, Hada'a Umecha'a Ba'in Lehazhiro, and Chazaka Eina Ba'a Lehazhiro. When I do a Chazaka, I'm not trying to warn you of something, I'm just farming the land. When I do a Mechara Adah, that's a warning. Okay, what's the relationship between these two answers? The Ramban says they really mean the same thing. They're really saying the same thing. And the Rashba and the Ramban says, no, they mean different things, but they're both true. Right? Says the Ramban. Right? Here, we're going to add to both of them. The Ramban and the Rashba, who also said the other one, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the difference is, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah, this is getting very technical, say it is two Svarot. Svarot? The Ramban say it's all one Svara. After all, the reason why it spreads, it doesn't spread, is because warnings don't spread as much as offenses. Okay, what's the point? The point is you can't prove anything from this. This has people from both sides of the Hakira. As a matter of fact, the Rashba himself at both things. The point is this, that if you're Tosos, you could answer the one this way. Or you can answer a practical way. You can also answer a practical way. An answer. Or but if you're the Ramban side of the Gakira, you have to give a practical answer because I'll be Lundus backwards. So it's a one-way Gakira. If you're Tosos, you could give a Lundus answer because the Lundus works, or a practical answer. To the Ramban, you can only give a practical answer because the Lundus is Adraba. Okay, we have let's just take 1 minute and finish this. The main fascinating question is, lefi ha-havalina dimecha'a shelo b'fanav, right? Chashlo b'fanav, lo te'avalina, sorry. Eina mecha'a, does b'chazaka work or does it not work? Right? If the ma'arir is the chazaka valid? Meaning, let's say mecha far away doesn't work. So does that mean Dobi's mecha far away is useless? Does that mean Avi wins or Avi loses? If you are Tosfos, well, let's start with if you're Ramban. If you're Ramban, if Mechashlo B'Fanav is not Mecha, then does the Maxid win or lose? Dobies in London, Mechashlo B'Fanav is not Mecha. Atis being Maxik in Yerushalayim. So does he win or lose? It's irrelevant to Dobies Mocha. His Mecha is invalid. Azi wins. Well, I see Mocha, right? Azi wins. Pasha that Azi wins, which is exactly what the Ramban and the Ran said. And I'll make it a little sharper. Say the Ramban and the Ran that the Matzik wins, and they make all the Lumbus here very explicit. Both the Ramban and the Ran make the Lumbus here hachi explicit shepshar, right? As explicitly as they can. What do they say? They say, what's El Me'ata? If you would have said Shika, then what does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? Who wins? Tosfos and the Balamor. They say the Matzik loses because there's no proof from Shtika. Why is there no proof from Shtika? Because he had no choice, because he couldn't be Mocha. Because he couldn't be Mocha. And what does the Ramban say? What does the Ramban and the Ran say? They say that the Elamayata. They say, I admit this is not being of the longest. What do they say? They say the Matzik wins. They say that's the whole point of El Me'ata. El Me'ata, if you would say that it's all about the shtika of the Marikama, if you would say it's all about the shtika of the Marikama, then let me say it a little better. Okay, before we get to this, the Ramban and the Ran say the Matzik wins. Why? Because he is a Chazaka and no one made a side problem, right? Meaning, he is Mochzak, and no one created a side problem because Mechash Lo B'Fanav is not Mechah. So the Matzik would win. Tos says, no, in the Havamina, the Ma'arish should win because he doesn't have a valid Raya Mishtika. The Rashba throws in a little bit of a monkey wrench. The Rashba is on Tos's side, but said the Rashba, nope. The Matzik wins because there is a proof from Shtika. Because it is a wider proof from Shtika, after all, because the Lufana doesn't even help.
That's
true. Ah, exactly. Here is the machlokus in what we expect of people because Afshar Lovo, he could have come and been Mocha on the spot. Okay, there's a little more to say about this, and maybe we'll have to finish up our discussion this line. We have one or two more words to say about this, Amir Tashem, next time. But you see, basically, the tremendous machlokus here. The Ramban and the Ran say, in this Havamina, the Machzik wins. In this half amina, the max sequence. Okay, we'll have to put a third column. Okay, we really have a lot more to say about this because there's really three nafkaminas in question three. Also, how do you read elameatas? Machlokas, mitosas, narvat, narvat. That has to do with this lumdus. So we'll have to put this back on the board next time. But already we have two nafkaminas only within question three of the Gemara. Number one, why pick mecha and not the chazaka itself? You could have a lundish formulation for their balamor, or choose not to. But for the other side, you must take a practical formulation. And in this happening, you know, who would win? If mechashlo b'fun of nabacha, Tosu says, and the balamor says, the ma'ar which you chazak is worthless because you don't have a raya mishika, because maybe I was only shosei because there's no point being mocheh. And the Rashba says, a chidshiv, no, we expect them to travel. So there is a raya mishika, you should have traveled in the mocha. But if they're running around, there's nothing to look about. Of course the masik wins. The chazaka has nothing to do with shtika. Mecha is a side problem. If Mecha is a side problem, then if you were in Mecha, there's no side problem. Inshallah, inshallah, you're valid Chazaka. Okay, we'll have to, it's very late, so we'll have to just finish up our discussion of this, Amir Tashem, next time. And then I want to, hopefully next time, if I actually figure out if I'm right or not, give a different shot in the Gaonim. And I'm just still working on my chat. And go a little weiter in the Gemara. So meanwhile, certainly we can continue in the Gemara until, with Rashi and Tosfos, until smack the middle of Chav Tesem and Aleph, Chavra Isli. Even though we won't get to all of it.
So you're still in four.
I'm still in four, correct. I'm still in four and I haven't done five yet. Even though five is not so in-depth. I'm still in the middle of four. Okay, we need another 10, 15 minutes to finish up four, and now is not the time. Yeah.